thoughts. That started it.
All right. Another interesting, while we're on interesting experiences, I have to go.
I'd like everything that you can say of that kind of thing. I'll give a picture of the place.
Probably, in addition to the Ferlinghetti pump, I remember quite well. And the next major vivid crisis before John F. Lee was what was known as the BF and C case, Bowen, Fleischer, and Chill. I'm sure you've heard of that.
I've heard about it.
All about Bowen, Fleischer, and Chill.
Not all about it, no.
This was a renewal appointment and ideological issue got crystallized here between Chicago and Columbia, between CC, the contemporary civilization of Columbia, and Chicago humanities.
Was Halper there then?
What
in your mind?
Oh, it was Bowen, Fleischer, and Chill. They were all three Columbia. And I think, I mean, Sydney was too, and Sydney was probably there. I can't remember. But in any case, Penn's close advisors were extremely split on renewal of these three.
Who were his close advisors?
No, there were probably only several. There was Merrill Roden, myself, Harold Ziskin. That was it.
I see.
I mean, basically it. The thing about Len is you never knew what he was going to do. He'd ask you your opinion. And he could argue every position, but you never knew what he was really going to do. You had no idea. He played everything very close to the vest that way. He was going to be responsible. It was not going to be anybody else's responsibility. He was responsible. He would be responsible.
He didn't delegate much of that.
Well, I mean, it was a tiny little place.
Yeah, right.
He had brought in an associate dean. Wasn't it basically an administrative person, not a faculty.
Who was he?
It was Terry Lundstrom. He was there, I believe, only a year. He's a friend of mine. He's a
W-M.
And S-F-O-R-D.
Yes. F-O-R-D. Lundstrom.
Right. He had a law degree and a PhD in psychology. Perfect. The question was, the Bowen Fleischer show had to do with, his case had to do with whether he was a competent scholar. The case of Bowen also. And Mighty Fleischer was clearly a competent scholar, I thought. But a very, very difficult, complex man. High strung, very high strung. I think Len, personally, my own judgment is that Ralph Bowen was extremely well liked by everybody. All of us liked Ralph personally. And he was not as smart and not as quick, not a wonderful scholar, not a productive. Highly productive person, but was a good member of the community, a responsible member of the community. Len should have kept him. He needed to have those kinds of people around. He didn't have enough of them. And you can't build a big place without having good citizenship people. Anyway, I think Len would have, I think that was a political mistake, because then you had three. And it turned it into ideology. What was not an ideological issue, it was in Len's mind or any of it really, became an ideological issue because it was three people from Columbia. It was a stupid issue. Okay. And it led to real trouble. Inevitably, it did. Well, a was a European scholar who came over that I wanted to hear, and I went down to the public lecture, and I went down, the room was packed, and I sat on a table in the back. I came in late. Question period. The chairman of the meeting held on a guy who was sitting about on another table, about 8 or 9 seats down from me. And he said, "Ah, Professor Marty Fleischer has a question." And I looked over and sure enough, there was Marty Fleischer. I had not seen Marty Fleischer since 1958. Decades. So I was extremely impressed. Not only with that, but the question that Marty asked and the discussion that went on. And I went over to him afterwards and I introduced myself to him and he remembered me. Totally my thought. He made a wonderful contribution to the meeting. And I then apologized. I said, "Marty, I'm really sorry for what happened in the early part of the Oyster Bay years, and I probably contributed to it, and I'm delighted you've had such a successful career." And he couldn't have been more gracious. It was a very nice experience. He's a big gun at City University. He's at one of the campuses, Queens, I don't know, but he's at City University. Very smart guy. I don't know what happened to Ralph Bowen, and I don't know what happened to Manny Cho, but I do know that was a serious political mistake. And Ralph could and should have stayed, and it might have made a big difference.
Because?
I'm not sure who the people were. I mean, if I have to see a list. But the reason I described Ralph the way I did is because became ideological because this was a nice man and a good citizen, and so everybody in the community could say, well, there's no reason to fire this man unless it is ideological. That's what happened. So it really doesn't matter who they were, because I know that is what happened. And it had only been a couple of years, and Len Olson, why did you hire this man to begin with, if you didn't think he was good, right? And now he may not turn out to be wonderful as you thought, but he is a good citizen. So there must be other reasons why you dropped him. Well, there weren't. It was just Len realized that he had made a mistake the first time in terms of his high standards of scholarship. But the community couldn't see it that way, and Len's not going to talk about it that way. To anybody, and never publicly, let alone to them, not even to me privately. So there you are. So everybody was very distressed. Pretty vague about it. I remember so extremely vividly what happened to me personally. There were a whole series of things. The first thing that happened, of course, was that after he'd been there a year...
Was he there a full year?
Well, I don't remember. I remember the end of the year. I don't remember the beginning of the year. But by the time he had been there, and June had come around, and the end of the summer, came back from his vacation and discovered that he was very shortly thereafter, Len was reassigned to Auburn. On campus in the White House in the back.
This is Coase Cottage?
No, that's where John F. Lee lived.
That's it.
No, John lived in the old farmhouse, white farmhouse in the back. And I lived in one of the servants. Then Len was transferred to Albany and was clearly a decision that had been, once you brought the president in, but they were all very appreciative of what Len had done, and so they made it very easy.
It was extremely hard.
So then, the following summer, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure about this.
I think Lee left in November of 61.
Or 61. Okay, well, I came back. Yeah, it all happened pretty fast. I came back from vacation in August of 61. And John F. Lee called me into his office. He was taking me, he took away the admissions office from me, and he took away the registrar's office from me, and he was reassigning all responsibilities. And a couple of weeks after that, he called me in to tell me that, luckily, of course, the chairman had been having all kinds of problems with John F. Lee. Frank did, and that they had resigned their chairmanship. When the students heard about my being...
I know Arnie Feingold was
Arnie Feingold, he was in physics then. He had replaced him. He was the physics chairman. And then when the students learned from somebody, not me, that he was converted into the Dollar's Right, stables. Because he had a problem now with the faculty on one side, he had a problem with the students on the other side. But Albany, because he lied. I knew, everybody knew about that one. I mean, there were lots of other lies, but that was the right. I don't want to condemn anybody there, but there was something wrong with John. I don't know whether it was something wrong. I used the term change before. I can't be struck if they were, if they knew what they had any sense of what they were doing to struck. Well, so then he left. I mean, it all happened. I mean, it was all over. I mean, it seemed like an eternity at the moment. September, October, November, he left in November. It seemed like every day was a week. But then Len and I both got asked to go to the Ford Foundation, which was much better than State University. It says that you were doing some writing on value and valuation.
Right.
What's that?
Let me turn this off here.